The adoptive parents of a 3-year-old Canton boy have been formally charged with his death. 42-year-old Demetrius Givens of Akron and 37-year-old Jamie Thompson of Louisville were indicted by the Stark County Grand Jury today. Each is charged with involuntary manslaughter and endangering children. Givens and Thompson allegedly refused to properly feed and care for the boy, causing him to starve to death. The indictment states the activity occurred between January 2023 and May of this year. The child died at Mercy Hospital May 5th. Givens and Thompson remain in the county jail on $1 million bonds. They're scheduled for arraignment September 5th in Common Pleas Court. The live-in boyfriend of Ryan Godby has been formally charged with murder. 34-year-old Daniel Mate of Canton was also indicted Wednesday by the Stark County Grand Jury on charges of felonious assault, strangulation, domestic violence, tampering with evidence, and gross abuse of a corpse. The 26-year-old Godby was last seen leaving a nightclub on Cherry Avenue Northeast June 19th. Mate is accused of beating and choking the Canton man the following day. Authorities have not found his body, nor have they discussed a motive. Mate also is charged with attempting to escape the county jail July 3rd. He's scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Common Pleas Court. The Stark County Grand Jury has declined to indict a woman on an attempted murder charge stemming from a shooting in Alliance. 26-year-old Kenyaka Miller of Canton was formally charged Wednesday with discharge of a firearm on or near a prohibited premises and 2 counts of aggravated menacing. The case will be handled by Alliance Municipal Court. She allegedly was in a car when she shot at a woman at North Freedom Avenue and 2nd Street on the morning of July 21st. Miller is also accused of previously telling the victim's daughter she would kill her mother. The Canton Metro crash team is investigating a fatal wreck in Maslin. Police say a car driven by 53-year-old Denny Rowland of Lake Township was westbound on Fine Frock Road Southwest, just east of the 6th Street intersection, when she drove left of center into the path of a truck. The collision occurred just before 6 a.m. Wednesday. Rowland was pronounced dead at Altman Hospital about 4 hours after the incident. The truck driver and the driver of a 3rd vehicle that left the road to avoid the accident were not hurt. Guilty pleas have been entered by a woman charged in connection for her actions during a family dispute in Sebring. 43-year-old Keely Rockwell of Alliance entered the pleas Wednesday to charges of abduction, disrupting public service, domestic violence, and theft. Sentencing is scheduled for September 8th in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. Rockwell kidnapped her niece following a dispute with the victim's legal guardian in June 2024. She took the victim from her Indiana Avenue home. The niece later told Sebring police Rockwell said she was going to take her to Florida. She allegedly hit and slapped the victim multiple times and threw her phone out of the car. The girl was later able to escape and called 911 at a home on Noble Avenue in Alliance. A bond reduction is being sought for a Columbiana man indicted on charges including attempted murder. The public defender for 66-year-old Frederick Harriff said in court Wednesday the lower bond is needed for his client to access funds and hire private counsel. He's being held in the Columbiana County Jail on $500,000 bond. The attorney for the victim said his client continues to suffer mental and physical issues and faces thousands of dollars in medical bills from the June 2nd incident in Fairfield Township. Harriff allegedly used a baseball bat to hit a female family member as she was lying in bed. He also is accused of trying to set fire to the home. Common Pleas Judge Scott Washam took the arguments under advisement. A Ravenna Township man pleads guilty to an aggravated arson charge. 34-year-old Christopher Grabsky entered the plea Tuesday in Portage County Common Pleas Court. A pre-sentence investigation will be conducted before he is handed his punishment for a February 2024 house fire. Ravenna firefighters discovered a mattress in flames in a second-floor bedroom of an East Cedar Avenue residence. The owner had recently told police to remove Grabsky from the property. A man matching Grabsky's description was spotted in security video walking up to the house and going to the back. Police said he later confessed to setting the blaze. St. Elizabeth Health Center in Youngstown is the site of a shooting. Mercy Health says it occurred in a contained area of the emergency department. Police were called there around 11:30 this morning. The hospital is temporarily diverting new patients from its psychiatric ward. Police described the shooting as an isolated incident and say there is no danger to the public or patients. An investigation is underway. Additional details were not available, but Mahoning County Coroner's investigators responded to the scene. Youngstown police are investigating after a body was found near downtown early today. WFMJ-TV reports the unidentified male was discovered along the Mahoning River near the B&O station off Mahoning Avenue. The cause of death is unknown, but foul play is not suspected. The investigation includes the Mahoning County Coroner's Office. 5 to 6 years in prison is the sentence for a woman for a shooting in Warren. 31-year-old Jasmine Dawkins reportedly shot a man in the right arm April 15th. The victim had to undergo surgery. Dawkins pleaded guilty in July to 1 count of felony. felonious assault. A scam that cost an elderly Bristolville man and his sister $1 million is being investigated by the U.S. Attorney's Office. The victim said he had received a text from a person who said they were looking for someone named Zach. The victim responded and eventually became friendly with the scammer. They began communicating over the Telegram app. Posting as a successful investor, the scammer convinced the victim to open multiple cryptocurrency accounts. The government is attempting to recover $325,000 in a crypto account that was frozen when the investigation began. The man filed a complaint with the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center last November. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.